At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. Da 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 dee 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 dee. Super Bowl! Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. What a cover. How about Saturday from Syracuse? Now, I'm not saying that I was rooting for Syracuse, but I happened to not believe that the Canes were going to cover 28.5.
Yeah.
So I bet Syracuse plus 28.5, and they score this little garbage time touchdown because Mario Cristobal, what's Syracuse's coach's name? Fran...
angry fellow.
Fran Brown.
Wouldn't you have been angry if your team had no offense? You went from having a Rondé Gadsden on your team to no offense. He was angry. Syracuse covered 28.5, and Hurricanes men's basketball, Solana mentioned, at the Watsco Center tonight. And Thursday, we're going to be at the Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers will finally be back home, and we will do our show there. We give you 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. That's brought to you by the Lexus TX, room for all your passions and 3 rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. This is from Dolphins Wire at USA Today. 3 overreactions to the Dolphins beating the Bills yesterday. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I kind of what I asked Perk at the end here. Overreaction number one. The Mike McDaniel era has life. Just when you think Dolphins owner Stephen Ross has no choice but to move on from Mike McDaniel, Miami turns around and plays like it did from Hard Rock Stadium on Sunday. That wasn't a team that quit on the 2025 campaign or its head coach. Maybe this McDaniel era has life left in it. That certainly appears to be what Ross is hoping for. Of course, the Dolphins did make the big move, firing Chris Greer. That signaled Ross knew some form or fashion of change needed to take place. But after ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that McDaniel is safe through the end of the season, more days like Sunday might convince Ross that he has the right man as the Dolphins' head coach for the future.
I hope not.
You believe that's an overreaction. You don't think that that's based in reality.
I believe it's overreaction, and honestly, not even hating, I hope it's an overreaction, if that's true. I watched Indy. I watched the Ravens game. I've watched a lot of slow starts. I've watched them unprepared out of camp year in, year out. I've watched them get their ass kicked by lesser teams. Don't let one game swing you all the way. We should be happy that we're 3-7.
Forget about one game, though. Forget about one game. Do you think the McDaniel era has life in it?
No. I think he's a bookmark waiting for somebody else to start reading again.
Solana?
I'm not going to waver, even though I'm low-key back on the McBandwagon. I'm a McStan again, based on him trolling Bills fans, if that ends up being true. Man, there's some swag there with what McDaniel did. However, I still want a total reset, and I'm not going to waver from
that
position.
You do not believe the McDaniel era has life.
I do not. but I think Stephen Ross does.
At 2-7, no life. At 3-7, life.
Bingo. Here's overreaction 2. Dolphins made the right decision with the Jalen Phillips trade. Miami has been one of the NFL's worst defenses in 2025. Dolphins entered Sunday number 24 in total defense, number 25 in scoring defense, number 29 in rushing defense. Miami hoped that Jalen Phillips would be one of its key defensive figures moving forward. But with the way this season started, the Dolphins' hand was forced. It needed to recoup some value. The organization's decision to deal Phillips away to Philadelphia for a 2026 third-round draft pick looks pretty smart after the Dolphins turned in one of their best defensive days in 2025. Miami held Buffalo to just 87 yards rushing, forced 3 Bills turnovers, and held the NFL's number 3 scoring defense to just 13 points.
Not with the numbers from yesterday, but I think moving Phillips was good. Habitually hurt, high pay guy, move him and get something back.
I don't think you can argue with it, but Bradley Chubb didn't get moved, and that was another name that you thought was going to get moved, and sure, for the time being, it looks like it worked because the Dolphins were finally able to get to Josh Allen.
The first week it worked.
Yeah.
Sealer got a sack, didn't he?
He did, finally. Finally got a sack.
And finally, this is the last possible overreaction. Less of Tua Tagovailoa late in games is more. The Dolphins stumbled upon the winning formula late. Sure, Tua tossed a pair of touchdown passes to Malik Washington and Jalen Waddle to build the Dolphins' early 13-0 lead. But it was third-year running back Devon Achane that slammed the door shut on Buffalo. Achane got loose for 59 and 35-yard rushing touchdowns in the fourth quarter to put the win on ice. Miami needs to stick with this recipe moving forward. More of Achane, less of Tua in key moments. Obviously, it helps to play from in front, which the Dolphins were able to get accomplished on Sunday.
Hey, up by 20, give the ball to Devon 18 times in a row. Down by 14, Tua has to put it in his hand. But to your point, Hawk, I want them to run the ball. It's the only way they can win. But if you're running the ball down by 10 when the start of the fourth quarter, you're giving the ball to Achane 6 times in a row, it's going to look crazy. And it's probably not going to work because the team has to load up on you because they know what Tua is going to do if you put him in there. It's a great win yesterday. It doesn't look like it's the future is bright for
but
this
that,
formula.
That's got to be your formula, Solana, which is keep the ball out of Tua's hands or keep the game out of his hands late. Let someone else win it.
Don't let your quarterback touch the ball in the fourth quarter.
Well,
that's a game
been
plan.
Solana's biggest problem with Tua.
What did Perk just say? They finally played the style of football we expected from them coming into the season. And this, to me, is the formula with Tua, which is I don't think you can win because of Tua all the time against elite teams, but your defense forces turnovers, you win the turnover battle, and they stop Josh Allen, and you run that effing football so well that Tua just has to make a couple good throws, throw a couple touchdown passes, and that's how you win. He can't be the best player on your team for
how
you to be elite.
How much does Achane make, by the way?
Not a lot.
Like, he should
He's
be...
still on his rookie deal, I
Is
believe.
Is he? Yeah. Yeah. He should be a gigantic contract guy.
He's about, what, Saquon money?
I mean,
if you look, he has better numbers than Saquon. I only got to look. I know he has better numbers than Saquon.
I know he means more to the Dolphins team than any other player on this team.
Oh, by far.
By
he's the best
far.
Player on this team.
Yeah, he's still on his rookie deal. So this year he's making $1.2 million.
Wow.
And he's under contract next year. The following year will be a unrestricted free agent. But that was the argument
of moving
to trading him. Again, not because he's not elite. He's going to be a top five running back for the next five, 6 years.
Are you going to be able to pay him?
While you're in a rebuild, are you willing to commit the amount of money that he's going to get from any other team? And you know he's going to hold out next season. Yeah, get ready for that. He's going to hold out next season before training camp.
Should hold out this season.
Hold out now. Need him more than ever. What you just said about Tua, I'm not okay with that. Tua can't have the game in his hands late.
It's not that he can't have the game in his hands
fail.
Late. It's just if it's coming down to Tua manufacturing a game-winning drive, you're going to come out on the losing end of that more often than you're going to come out on the winning end. So the formula is to let someone else, i.e. Devon Achane, do that.
And the teams that are good do not have that problem with
totally their quarterbacks. Different argument. Totally. No. It's just, is this the formula for a Tua-led Dolphins team?
Yes.
I'm saying if it is, we should trade him now.
Again, different argument. I'm just saying what USA Today is saying, which is that the formula for this yes. constructed Dolphins team?
It's 100%. What the Colts are doing, right? Daniel Jones isn't winning them games late. Like, he'll do it once. But he's not the reason why they're winning games late in the game. Their defense has been outstanding. They bolstered it by trading and bringing in Sauce Gardner. But they have an elite running back who's a workhorse, who's putting them ahead early in games. And Daniel Jones just has to make good throws. He's got to get his tight end involved. And he can't make mistakes. That's what he's doing.
How about Daniel Jones yesterday having a 13-yard run on 3rd and 14?
How about that?
Jumping up with the bloody mouth and then throwing a 2-yard out on 4th and 1
swaggy,
to yeah. Tyler Warren to keep the drive going, to go down, to tie the game, and then win the game.
Our guy can't do that.
13-yard run?
Yeah, our guy can't
He
do
hadn't
that.
Had a 13-yard run in his life.
All right, let's get headlines here. We have a lot to talk about this afternoon. Headlines brought to you by our friends at Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
What was your favorite scene yesterday, whether it was during the game or after the game, in regards to like celebrating? So I'll give you a couple here. During the game, I think it was after Josh Allen's interception, but it could have been after the fumble too, where Jordan Brooks punches it out, and you have Mike McDaniel, Anthony Weaver on the sideline doing a chest bumping.
Yeah.
I thought Weaver was going to kill Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, that was great.
Mike!
That was great. They were having fun yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they went to running together, I was yelling like Ricky on Boys in the Hood. No, Mike! He was going to eject.
The Finns locker room celebration was lit, too.
That was crazy fun.
Yeah, yeah. Rolling around in the blue buckets.
I loved it, just because these guys have every reason in the world to be sullen and sad, and they're just not. And it makes you believe that, hey, they've got something. They know they do. I mean, I don't know why this season has been cataclysmically bad, because it shouldn't have been, based on the roster and based on their opponents. Like, so I don't know why. Sometimes the perfect storm just happens.
Hawk.
I do believe that. I think there are certain teams where you look at them and you go, that's a really bad team. New Orleans, I don't know how New Orleans with Tyler Shuck won against your beloved Panthers yesterday. But, I mean, you look at New Orleans, you go, that's a really bad team. Like, that team's bad.
Yeah.
You look at the Jets, I don't know how the Jets won yesterday. And you go, that's a bad team there. I just don't believe that about the Dolphins. Never have.
They weren't prepared to play a football season early.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean,
and it's the coaching staff,
I guess.
Also, the Bills, kind of fraud alert, no?
Well, there's been a couple times this season where you're like, I don't know if they're as good as we thought they were.
But they just whooped the Chiefs eight
right.
days ago.
But they do that all the time. They're 5-1 against Mahomes in the regular season.
Yeah, but he was like 12-1 against the Dolphins in the regular
14-1 in their last 15 coming into that
Josh
game.
Josh Allen was.
They said that stat yesterday. The Dolphins against the Bills. The Bills were 14-1 in the last 15. The only victory was 2022 when they beat them, and then that was the week where the Dolphins go 3-0. In the next game, they go to Cincy and Tua has his first concussion hit, which derails everything. That was the last time the Dolphins beat the Bills, and they had lost 14 of the previous 15. Against Buffalo.
Damn.
They were due. We should have seen it. They were due. Yeah, I don't know if the Bills are legit. I think their defense is kind of stinky. And if they can't run the football, then Josh Allen looks like Tua
this
late.
Season out of, like, what they allowed Rico Dowdle to do. But then they stopped James Cook and they stopped Bijan Robinson. Like, when I call them schizophrenic,
oh, 100%.
I mean, nothing adds up.
Yeah, Rico Dowdle, and who's the Browns
who's
running
the
back?
Other
the little
dude
rookie that went.
Quinshaw Judkins?
Judkins.
Yeah, Judkins. 200 yards.
Bijan, I mean, 7 yards. Like, Judkins, 190.
None of that makes any sense.
It's the definition of a mediocre team.
I don't think so.
You call it schizophrenic. That's mediocre.
I think it's the definition of something otherworldly. Stranger Things or something. Something otherworldly. I'm willing to ride or die with this team next season. I feel like this team,
I think
there's more of those games in the future. This is the defense we thought we'd see.
It's a good chance.
I don't think it's too late to bring back Chris Greer.
6-11 is on the table. Like I believe 6-11 is what we're about to end up in. 3-4 over the next couple games. 3-4, 6-11. We're running it back.
If I told you after that Indianapolis game to start the season that they were going to finish with 6 wins, you'd go sign me up.
You know what? I would have, but I also don't want to run it back.
All right, anything in the headlines? Was that it?
McDaniel trolling Bills fans was, again, he said, we'll play the audio later on, but he basically said, you know, AI exists, but I do live in that area. It's well documented. So I don't know. I don't know what to make of it, but I want to believe so much that it's true, because that is no joke. That's the best thing of the Mike McDaniel era. That right there. That becomes the best thing that's happened in the Mike McDaniel
era. Pretty badass.
It would be.
Like, to do it subtly, not make a big thing out of it. Like, was he there? Wasn't he there? Like, really badass. Hey, I'm going to go 2 blocks out of my way just to drive by the elbow room.
That's what the elevator picture should have been, by the way. It was a cool pick. A-chan with the deuces up, Waddle behind him. But it should have been Mike McDaniel in the car with the Bills fans right in front of him. One note here, the Dolphins will head to España. They're going to play the Commanders, or what's left of the Commanders. And Dan Quinn, I'm seeing right here, has already ruled out Terry McLaurin, Scary Terry, for the Commanders. We know they're without Jaden Daniels. They're without their top cornerback. They lost one of their best returners as well. That's a shell of a team that last year was in the NFC Championship game.
Seems like an easy dub for this version of the Dolphins.
Yeah. Browns did too.
One of the Dolphins ever let us down overseas.
I'm the doctor at One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest that keeps getting fooled by the schizophrenic patient. He's cured. All of a sudden I'm being held against the wall.
Your local notes, we've got a jam-packed Monday evening ahead. The Heat, they play the Cavs tonight. They'll play them again Wednesday. The Heat are undefeated at home after a 2-0 weekend. That'll be at 7:30 tonight.
Kaseya Center, and you hear that game on 104.3 FM WQAM.
Yes, sir. The Panthers, they did lose to the Sharks over the weekend. They're going to play VGK tonight. Remember, they shut out VGK at home. They're 7-7-1 on the season. That's a 10 p.m. puck drop. That's on AM 560 tonight.
A little late night puck on the AM tonight.
Canes Hoops will play Stetson tonight.
You know what their team name is? Stetson?
Mad Hatters.
I think just the Hatters.
I think it's the Mad Hatters.
Mad Hatters?
No. I took the mad off.
Yeah, I think it's not politically correct.
No,
you're just a Hatter.
You can't be that upset. Yeah. Go to Stetson.
You know what the line is tonight for Green Bay, Philly? In Green Bay. Green Bay hosting the Jalen Phillips-led Philadelphia Eagles.
Green Bay 2.5.
Nah, I think the Eagles are like 1.5 point favorites.
That's what I would have guessed. Oh, it's Green Bay -1.
So really, that's a pick.
Yeah. It's a good game.
Green Bay kind of stinks. They lost to the Panthers last week.
True.
Yeah. You know what? They ran the hell up. This damn Rico Dowd will beat him.
He has had a decent showing.
Bad mouth.
Because who was he? It was Chuba Hubbard,
Chuba
right?
Hubbard.
Is he not bad? He's still
no. He's back. No,
he lost his job.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dowdle played himself into starting over Hubbard.
Chuba Hubbard has been available the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
And it's been Rico, no Dowdle, getting all the carries.
Thanks, Chris Berman.
I stole that from Berman yesterday.
He whooped the Dolphins. He whooped another team the week after. Then Hubbard came back. They split carries. he had 7 carries for 41. Hubbard had 12 for 13. And then they had to come to the realization we paid the wrong guy.
Right.
And now Rico Dowdle starts.
Trust me, I know. I've got Chuba Hubbard on all my fantasy teams, and he's not playing anymore.
Sit him.
I have Rico Dowdle. Come
you wanna on, want to guess Rico. What the line is tonight? Cavs at the Heat?
I know already.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Cavs at the Heat. The undefeated Heat at home.
That's the Cavs, though. Heat still favored. 2.
Do you know?
Yeah.
What is it?
Cavs -4.5.
Cavs -7.5.
7?
7.5.
I don't like
someone
that.
Out.
Who made that line?
Well, Bam, Bam might not play again.
You know what?
We'll find out in a few. But either way, like, come on, man. Show a respect to the Miami
dogs
Heat,
at
bro.
Home.
Yeah, this toe thing, huh? Just a little toe, huh, Salon?
Yeah. Oh, Bam's out. Bam has been ruled out.
Salon's just a little toe. He'll be fine.
You got the Bulls tonight hosting Wemby and the Spurs. This Josh Giddey got his ankles literally broken over the weekend. Couldn't believe what I was watching. Giddey tonight over under 20.5. Buzelis 15.5. He ended with 4, I think, the other night. I had the over there. He stunk.
You only send me good highlights, old Buzelis. Well,
they don't post bad highlights.
Thank you. Jordan.
Giddey double-double tonight, -190. Wembanyama -375.
I'm done betting the Bulls, by the way. Like, they're
you've called them a fraud already. That's it?
I mean, they'll be a playing team.
All right. I'm betting the Bulls big tonight, getting 4 at home from the Spurs.
Thought it was White Boy Fall.
Oh, it's back, baby. White Boys took 1 weekend off.
International week.
It was international week. They will be back tonight, Jack.
Nothing
my white boys like better than a Monday night action. A little Monday night tilt.
Bulls are 5-0 at home. They're 1-3 on the road. So they're back at home tonight.
You see what I'm saying? Maybe a Bulls Heat parlay.
Hey, I like it. I like it. I like it.
Bulls Spurs. I mean, Bulls Cavs. Crowder. Bulls Cavs.
Yeah.
Bulls Cavs.
And one more NFL note. Brian Daboll has been fired by the New York Giants today, which I'm a little upset about only because yesterday, what's their quarterback's name? Jackson Dart left the game, and they were up big in the fourth quarter. He had to leave the game with a concussion. I guess Daboll wasn't allowed in the blue tent this time. So,
oh, that was the Bears game. Yeah.
Russell Wilson comes in, and I think they were up 19 on the
Russell
Bears.
Russell Wilson, man, he just looks – like, sad and pathetic.
I was watching the highs. Like, he's making noise, old man noises. Oh, there they come. Whoa. And then just throws the ball as high as he possibly can. Like, whoa.
It's strange.
He just throws punts up.
Strange.
If you guys haven't seen the final possession where the game ends, fourth down, they're down a score, Russ takes the snap, pocket collapses, so it's not like he had a ton of time. He puts everything he has into a throw, but he's getting hit while he's throwing it, and the ball lands 1 yard past the line of scrimmage. I mean, and they showed Daboll's face, and he's just like, yeah.
How about if I told you after the Indianapolis game, 2 NFL head coaches would be fired, and Mike McDaniel would still be employed?
Have all my money.
All my money would be gone. All my money.
My money.
Your weather, it's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. It's around the upper 70s right now. It's going to keep getting cooler and cooler over the next 2 days. No joke, the feels-like temperature in South Florida, especially up by you guys, up in Broward and Palm Beach, it's going to feel like it's in the 30s tomorrow night.
Stopping at Mervin's on the way home, get a turtleneck.
They just sent a text from my kid's school.
Cold alert?
Layering for warmth.
How about that? Layer up.
They have the uniform. They're saying they are allowed to wear non-uniform jackets and sweatshirts tomorrow.
Right. Freeze like a popsicle.
50.
Your kid would look like the guy in The Shining, Jack Nicholson, frozen over in The Shining.
What kind of popsicle freezes at 50?
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We have, every day this week, a $50 gift card for Twin Peaks. You can eat, drink, watch sports at Twin Peaks. And sometime before 6 o'clock, we will give away a $50 gift card. There is another food item that I need to mention. And I love the food at Twin Peaks.
Yes.
You know, I get the salmon when I'm there. I happen to love their salmon and broccoli. The McRib is back, ladies and gentlemen. The McRib is back. Soft rollout this time. Not a bunch of hoopla. But I started getting some DMs over the weekend. Hawk, did you know the McRib is back? So I open up the McDonald's app. Let me see if the McRib is available at my local McDonald's. Well, it sure as bleep is.
Oh, goodness.
I guess the official release is tomorrow, Veterans Day. But the McRib is back.
They praise the veterans with a McRib?
That's right. I mean, there is no better way to show your respect for our country and those who have served than to get yourself a McRib sandwich.
That's ridiculous.
Hold the pickles.
Can I interest you in how the McRib perhaps affects the stock market and trading?
Sure. I mean, the market will be closed tomorrow, I think, for Veterans Day.
Well, this is from, I guess what I'm about to say will hold no water then. Okay. But this is from McDonald's senior marketing director. And he posted today that the McRib's coming back. Big time item returns tomorrow.
Sure.
Funnily enough, he writes,
what'd you say?
Funnel cakes. They've got funnel cakes as
well.
They,
really?
And entirely independent of McDonald's involvement, He adds, the McRib has recently found new meaning on internet within the trading and crypto community, as some claim Bitcoin and the S&P 500 tend to perform well after the McRib makes a comeback, especially in 2017, 2020, and 2021.
Makes
coincidentally,
sense. Makes sense.
The McRib, he writes, returned to stores in December 2024. Bitcoin hit a new all-time high.
It makes all the sense in the world, and I'll tell you why.
How?
Right. Now, I don't have enough time, but it makes all the sense in the world. And I firmly believe that. Someone puts on the chat, Cuno celebrating the McRib is back. I tagged him today on a tweet. Hey, McRib is back. I tell him and Gino and Twan Russell. And remember Josh Appel went with me last year. He had never had one before, took one bite, bailed on it.
Yes.
Which is just pathetic. Cuno said, well, I'm leaving the country, which he is. He's going to Spain for the Dolphins game. But really, nothing travels better, in my opinion, you know, airplane food, than a McRib. You can get yourself the McRib sandwich. I've seen it on the app. I am not a paid spokesman for McDonald's nor the McRib, but it's one of my great interests in life, the McRib.
You got a what did you get on me about taking on a plane? Miso soup or something?
Yeah, something ridiculous.
You want to sit next to somebody with a McRib.
Oh, my God. I mean, you want to talk about a happy plane?
That's disrespectful.
Happy plane, man. Stock market will be up. McRib is back. It's the holiday season. Good God, man.
I just checked
Dolphins
my portfolio.
Dolphins won.
If this is the McRib or whatever it is.
Well, today's a big day on Wall Street. I think it has more to do with the government shutdown ending than the McRib, but today is indeed a big day on Wall Street.
This is green, green. Yeah.
Are you going to grow up and finally eat the McRib with pickles?
No, I don't understand the pickle fascination in anything, first of all, but certainly not the McRib. I eat it the way God intended it.
Cucumber.
Just the McRib and the sauce and the bun. That's it. That's the way God grows them. I don't know why McDonald's feels the need to slap a thin little pickle a couple spots on that McRib, but man.
It's weird because you like vinegar.
I do like vinegar.
And you eat cucumbers.
I like pickled food items. My wife makes pickled jalapenos and pickled onions, and we can put that on just about anything. But I don't like pickles.
This just doesn't make sense. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, well.
Years we've gone through this, and I'm sick with it.
I like to zig when others zag.
Same here.
Thank you, Jimmy.
But you don't like pickled eggs?
No.
That's a good meal there.
Pickled eggs?
Pickled eggs?
Like deviled eggs?
No, pickled eggs at the convenience store.
At the gas station?
Like that egg in the pink juice?
Oh, that's
and you just gnaw on the egg?
I don't know if you gnaw, you bite. Pickled egg.
It sounds I see that thing and I go, who on earth is buying this bag of egg?
I know who. Homeless people. This is a God's honest truth story. There used to be in Sable Chase, right where I live, there used to be a place, we call it Killer Mike's in Kendall. Kendall people will know. That's where we got alcohol underage throughout high school. Killer Mike's. The dude who ran the store, his name was Mike, always high, coolest guy in the world. I may or may not have had my first experience with marijuana with Killer Mike as a high school kid, allegedly. Homeless guy walks in. And he has that tub. It's just pink stuff. Homeless guy walks in. Hawk, honest to God, walks in, puts his two hands into the jug, pulls out two eggs.
Stop it.
Walks out, and Killer Mike just sat there, didn't say a word. He's like, nobody's buying those anyways. And walked out.
Hey, Killer Mike, I enjoy those.
Deviled eggs or whatever.
Pickled eggs.
One in each hand, walked out.
That is vomit inducing, man. This the Because I've seen them in the little packages, but you're right. Sometimes they're in that big giant tub.
Like big tub.
And you get you grab yourself a couple of, like you go bobbing for eggs.
It's the same tub because it's the same company that makes pickled pig feet.
Oh.
So then they start, when I was a kid, it was just pickled pig feet. Now they about,
God.
I was maybe a teenager, they started pickling the eggs in the same pink juice.
So
as
what is it? It's a hard-boiled egg that's just pickled?
Like it's pickled with like pink dye in it.
Right, so it's just soaking in vinegar water?
Yes. And it kind of hardens it up a little bit, little snap to the boil. Oh, my goodness.
No, thank
remember
you.
The same step by the old station, the gas station down the street, they have the boiled peanuts, and I'd eat my pickled eggs before I came in the studio.
Oh, I mean, I cannot think.
I'm built like a brick wall.
I cannot think of something more disgusting than a gas station pickled egg. Oh,
you want to slap my tricep?
Like a pickled egg at a fancy restaurant is nauseating enough. Pickled egg from a gas station that now Solana points out people are just dunking their hands in there and grabbing out whatever thing they can grab. It's like one of those money machines. All right, we got to take a break. We'll tell you more about better food here from Delaware Chicken Farm because I can't imagine that they've got the big tub of pickled eggs there. We'll come back. We're going to talk some dolphins.
I ain't been sick since I was 15 years old.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I love the colonoscopy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Get a kick out of the fact that Jimmy always chooses like one break to play rap music because Crowder always gives him the business about playing enough. But Crowder's never here when he plays it. Like, he's always late coming back to the segment. He never gets to hear it. And he's waltzing in right now. Jimmy always picks one break to play music for you specifically, and you always miss it, which I find funny. Man, you just missed.
Jimbo, what you got?
You just missed Chicken Heads, man.
Oh,
you
that was Project Play, Project Pat.
Yeah, you just missed it. That's crazy. Like, he went deep into the archives on that one. Let me tell you about my good friends and the amazing award-winning team at Doral Kia. Right now, you can choose from a huge selection of Kia models like Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride with over 500 new Kias in their inventory. All you have to do is just pick the color you want. Nobody sells for less. We got our son, his Kia K4, at Doral Kia. Mitchell, the king of Kias, took great care of us. He will take great care of you. They've got flexible financing options. They'll get you the best rates possible on the new Kia of your dreams. So why pay more? Save money and pay less. The great deals are at Doral Kia. So we're celebrating. We're celebrating a Dolphins victory, a Hurricanes victory. I mean, feels good to be a football fan coming off that weekend, man. Feels good.
The emotional swings of football.
The emotional swings of football, because even when I started the show, I said I didn't realize that the Dolphins had the ability to make me that happy on a Sunday anymore, especially, you know, a two-win team. But they really did. Like, they made me happy. It wasn't one of those things where you sweat it out or you got lucky. Like, it was a full-throttle beatdown of a Buffalo team that every time they tried to get it going, which you were certain they were going to, the Dolphins... Didn't Jack Jones have another punch out?
Was it Jack Jones? I mean, he had him wrapped up. I know Jordan Brooks came and kind of delivered the blow. I don't know who officially got credited with the punch
Jack
out.
Jack missed the tackle, actually. And then Jordan came and grabbed him, and Jack circled back around and punched it out.
And punched it out. Yeah. Yeah, just stuff was happening that was like... Where's this team from?
We killed Minka Friday.
Oh, my God, that was the Minka game.
We destroyed Minka Friday, and he hurt us probably because Minka came out and balled.
That was the Minka game. Yep. It was crazy. Like, everything that you – like, even the secondary.
Yeah.
Who's this guy? Juju Bentz?
Juju Brents.
Brents? Yeah. Where did he come from? I honestly have no idea. Was he on the practice squad?
He was a second-round pick – on another team, obviously, years ago.
He's been in the NFL for a while.
He was hurt.
He got drafted second round by the Colts in 2023.
Yeah. So has he been on the Dolphins practice squad all season?
Yes.
I mean, he looked like a legit quality corner out there, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Like,
if he made a play?
If he Melifonwu, Solana?
That's your man.
Iffy.
If he made a play.
He was having an iffy season.
It was a lot of guys. The guys stepped up that are supposed to, and then some young guys made plays. It's really what you want before you get to 2-7, but it's what you wanted to do. Ball is ball, and then young guys surprise you.
I mean, the whole idea, Solana had said it, you know, oh, talk to me, and this is before the season started, talk to me when you can hang with Buffalo at the end of the season. They hung with Buffalo at the beginning of the season, and then they beat Buffalo towards the end of the season.
Yeah, but talk to me when you can hang with the Patriots.
How things change quickly in this division.
Man, the Pats came back so fast.
Crazy. Man. Anyway.
It was months ago I was getting my ass whooped by Brady.
Let's give a $50 gift card to Twin Peaks away to a lucky listener right here. What caller number? What number does Minka wear?
It's 29.
Is it 29?
25.
It's a little high, ain't it?
Yeah, it's all right. Jimmy's got nothing to do back there. I'm going to show Wendell how things work.
29.
Caller 29 gets a $50 gift card to Twin Peaks. You can watch some sports, eat some delicious food. Someone was taking issue on the chat. Yeah, Hawk, you really like the salmon there. I'm not saying I don't like the views, but my food item of choice is the salmon. The two are not mutually exclusive.
Actually, combined.
Yeah, combined.
The salmon got something. You know,
yeah.
My kids love. I used to bring my kids to Twin
Peaks
every time.
Much like salmon, when I'm at Twin Peaks, I'm swimming upstream. Caller 29 is going to get $50 at Twin Peaks. And if you don't win it today, you have another chance tomorrow. 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I gave up squirrel meat.
Oh, good for you. That'll be tough to keep.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.